take up time more than I should. And I know I'm young and I'm learning, and I pray to be patient with me. But I just praise God for what He's done for me. And I thank the Lord more than anything for His Spirit. Let me tell you something. When you don't have the words to say, and you're just ran out of everything that you've got, whether it be assets or money, or friends or family, or anything else that you think is valuable in this world, let me tell you something. God's Spirit will keep you in your darkest hour. And I praise God for that. Hallelujah. I was just driving last night, just going to eat at Shoney's, and somebody just rear-ended us out of nowhere. And let me tell you something, it could be a lot worse. And I couldn't be here. I couldn't possibly be gone today. But you know, it's God that keeps us. It's Him that spares us to be here for another day, another time, another opportunity. And I didn't come to sit and let the stones cry out for me. I'm not here to let somebody else praise God for me. I'm here to give God the glory and to do my part. He's been too good to me. He's delivered me from many hardships, many things that has caused me trouble in my life. But I know in my darkest hour, He was the light that shined my way, that I could find Him. He's been the salvation since I found it that's going to take me where I'm going when my life is over. My life is not bound to this earth. My body and flesh will eventually go away, but that which is within David will travel further than our greatest imagination. And I thank God that it's that Spirit that keeps us. He says, though the outer man die and perish, the inward would continually grow daily. And I thank God for that. I wish I could sing one more, but my throat is so bad. So I'll just tell you the words that's on my heart right now. It says, when I think about the Lord and how He saved me, how He raised me, how He filled me with the Holy Ghost, how He saved me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, oh glory to God, just that running through my mind. When I think about it and how good He's truly been, it wakes me up. It brings me out of the slumber that this world would lead me in to think that I can't praise Him, that I can't serve God in a nice way. Glory to God. I know the walk is hard, people, but we need to wake up and praise God. He's worthy of the praise. I don't know what you're waiting for. If He's been good to you, then you have reason to praise Him. Well, I don't know what I can praise Him for. You're here, aren't you? You're breathing, aren't you? Aren't you alive? Don't you have a little spark in your stuff to praise God? I'm a lively one. Yeah, I don't know if you know me or not. I don't care. He delivered me from drugs, and that's been the best time I've ever had in my life. I put my hand to a lot of things, but when I got a good hold of God's hand, it was enough. It was enough to keep me and to give me the joy and peace that I need. Hallelujah. David, I'm telling you, if I just get to a place where I would just praise God no matter what, He would be there, and it wouldn't be so hard. Let me tell you something. If you've ever worked out before in a gym and you stay consistent in your routine, it's easier to go in there. You won't be sore, and it won't bother you. You'll feel good. That's the same way that you can work in God's Spirit. When that comes into your heart, do you feel the stirring? I don't know if I'm the only one in the house right now. It feels like when the Spirit of the Lord comes through, get up and do what He would bid you to. And let it become a routine to you. Let it become something you do every time you come in the house. To lift up your hands and praise God. Let it become something that is normal. That feels good to you. Because let me tell you, it feels good. Praise God. I don't know about you. I'm not here to serve you. I'm not here to do anything but encourage each and every one to be brought to the fact that God has called each and every one of us to do something, to do a special part, to give God the honor and the glory. I know we're about to have some singing, so I just tell you to stand up and praise Him. Do your part. What are you waiting for? That's the devil talking to you if it's keeping you on your seat and lazy and asleep. Wake up tonight. God's here. Don't you feel that Spirit? He's here right now. I'm telling you, it's enough to get me up off my feet. Put a dance in my step. It said David danced before the Lord. And I'm not ashamed to do it. As long as I got the feet to jump up, I'm going to jump. If I've got the hands to praise Him, I'm going to praise Him. As long as I have breath, I'm going to sing the praises of my Lord and King. He delivered me from the devil's hell.
Yeah.
What else did He do? He took that which was bitter.
cold.
Come on.
He took something that was impossible to change by men's ways.
Yeah.
The therapist couldn't do it for me.
Right.
Prozac couldn't change my life. People's advice would not help me.
Right.
And it took the Spirit of God to make the difference. Glory to God, if we get to that place, it will change people's lives, or they won't go back out the same way they came in. Hallelujah. It'll be something that will sustain you.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God, if we just build endurance from routine. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If we build a habit, making a habit to get God's side of the
mountain,
it's not like that He doesn't deserve it anyway. Glory to God. When the Spirit comes by your way, get up and move.
Amen.
If the Lord would bid me to, I'd hook you all up to a chain and drag you out of the sea sometimes if I could. Because God is that good, and I know He's wanting to bless all that have come in here. You might not like me, you might not love me, but you got to love God tonight. You might not agree with me in many things, but let me tell you something. God is real, God is true, and how He stirs in you is the same way He stirs in me. There's no difference in respect to person tonight. The way that God works in my life, He can work in your life. Whether dance in your step, go after it. Nobody's stopping you from praising God. Hallelujah. David preaches all the time to be obedient, to do what the Lord would have you to do. That's been wrote in my heart since He's been here, and I'm going to continually go after that He talks about. Says that you strive for the high calling. The mark. We're going after something, aren't we? We're striving for perfection. We're striving to be a separated people. I didn't come in to be like I am out there in the world. I didn't come in to be like somebody else that doesn't have God. I don't want to resemble that. I want to be different. When you see me, I want you to see something inside of me. I want you to see that God is living inside my temple. I want you to see that He's in my life and that He's changed my life. If you knew me before, you know what God did for me. But if you didn't know what He did for me before, you know God's in there. He's in each and every one of you. We are a temple of praise.
Amen.
It says in the Word that we were predestined to praise God.
Amen.
That means it's already ministry to get up and do.
Yeah.
What is it that's holding you back? It's our pride tonight.
Yeah.
People, it's our pride.
Amen.
It's wondering if somebody's going to like it or not. And if we listen to that, we'd all just sit back and do nothing. We've been in those services.
Yeah.
I don't like having those.
Amen.
I don't like pride winning the battle. I want God to win.
Amen.
He's not a victory. He's not one that's been defeated.
That's
if
right.
we begin to praise Him. And worship
Amen.
Him. He will move in whoever's need is in
him.
I know good and well that everybody in here has needs.
Yeah.
Sure.
You wonder what you do when it's too much tonight? I'm just going to be real with you. When it feels like it's too much sometimes, there is a place you can go.
Amen.
It's not out the door and to a therapist.
No.
It's not out on the internet. You're not going to be able to look up something to inspire you to change your life.
Amen.
That hole will be there until you come to a place
Amen.
With God
Amen.
That He will make the difference.
Amen.
I'm being real with you tonight.
Yeah,
if you really want it, it's there.
Amen.
But you have to make up your mind tonight.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you really want God to move in your situation, you're going to have to believe that He can move in the
Amen.
Situation.
Amen.
He'll say, well, Lord, if you can,
yeah.
well, Lord, it might be possible. Do you think that's what people were praying for me when I was hooked on dope? Do you think that's what they're saying, well, Lord, if you could, or
yeah,
you might not be able to, Lord, that doesn't work.
Amen.
It's got to be belief
that's right.
and faith in it.
Amen.
That's what gives you strength.
Amen.
That's what prayers were prayed for me. And I know that it got God's attention.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a little kid that just constantly tugs at you after something?
Yeah.
And eventually you give ear to it.
Yeah.
No matter what, you give ear to it. You're like, well, okay, I'll do it.
Yep.
We need to have that same persistence in the presence
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
Not giving up until we see God move in the lives. Not giving up until we see that move we're looking at.
Amen.
Well, Lord, I need something that's very peculiar, something that's very huge. That which is impossible with man is possible
Amen.
With God.
Amen.
And it's even but a small thing.
Yeah.
Just imagine how small we are in the great scheme of things. If I compare myself to the size of this world, I'd be very small.
Amen.
Therefore, the needs of someone very small is very, very small. God can meet the needs in your life.
Amen.
Don't be ashamed to pray.
Amen.
Don't you think? Do you think I'm perfect?
No.
Absolutely not. Do you think that I am without repentance? Absolutely not. I have to come to God every day and tell Him to mold me and shape me into the person that I am.
Amen.
I am not without searching my heart to see the flaws within.
Amen.
Where we, some have been on the journey longer than I, and they've inspired me to continue. But there is a common bond between the two. Whether you just started today or you've been on the road 40 years, none of us have it figured out. And we're all bound for failure. Because we are all subject to temptation. We're all subject to hardships. But remember the place that you do
have. Amen.
Remember the refuge that we have.
Yes.
It's not here.
No.
Not in this earth.
No.
But it's in here.
Amen.
It's in the belief in your heart that God's in you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm done now. But I wasn't going to go out tonight with this in my heart. Because I'm held accountable, just like you are.
Yeah.
I preached this before. We're all writing a book even right now. The pages of your life are being wrote in this very service. And it's going to be wrote like this. I hope it's wrote like this for me. And Jared got up and spoke and gave me glory. And Jared got up and gave me praise. And Jared got up and did what he was supposed to do. I don't want it to be Jared sat idly back and questioned everything that went on. I don't want it to be Jared was supposed to sing a song and didn't get up to sing it because it would have drew one person that needed to be saved. I don't want that wrote in my book tonight. I don't want the blood on my hands. Be obedient to God's Spirit. Well, if I could, I would just take this off and throw it out the window. Time was man-made. The concept of when something begins and ends is man-made. Follow God's Spirit. It doesn't matter if it's midnight. If somebody gets saved, that's what matters. If somebody's life changed, I'm going to be here at 2:30 and see somebody delivered from drugs, then to leave out at 11 o'clock and then go back out and touch again. I thank God I'm here. I'm revived. I don't know about you. I'm revived daily. We can be revived every day if we just get in His presence and feel that Spirit. Because when the Spirit comes, I don't know about you, when I'm feeling like my body's aching and stuff, but when I get in God's presence, it's like He puts a little pep in my step. And then He gives me enough strength to make it through the day. Or if I'm frustrated with things I'm going through in my life, if I get in God's presence, those things just seem to flee from me. And I find peace. And I find joy. And I remember what He brought me from. And what He's taken me through. And where He's taken me to. I praise God tonight. I'm not a preacher. I'm a servant.
Amen.
I'm a willing mouthpiece.
Yeah.
And you can all have God's Spirit.
Amen.
You can have refuge if you just but come.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.